The U.S. government's closely watched monthly employment report has become an important barometer of the state of the world's largest economy. Combined with the debt crisis in Europe and manufacturing slowdowns in Asia, Friday's jobs report paints a picture of a global economy in decline. The International Monetary Fund's managing director, Christine Lagarde.
The U.S. Economic recovery remains tepid, and downside risks have intensified.
The risks include a sharp decline in business confidence due to the failure of European leaders to find a comprehensive solution to what is now a three-year-old crisis. But Standard & Poor's chief equity strategist Sam Stovall says it's not entirely the fault of Europe's leaders.
I think politicians here in the U.S. as well have not done their job of instilling confidence on Wall Street as well as on Main Street and giving businesses reasons to expand.
Both Lagarde and Stovall point to political discord in the U.S. Congress and the possibility that lawmakers will once again be unable to agree on a deficit cutting plan and the expiration of tax cuts by the end of the year. Should that happen, Stovall believes the Federal Reserve is likely to step in with a third round of quantitative easing, essentially pumping more dollars into the economy to stimulate growth.
If the politicians allow us to fall off the fiscal cliff because of the sequestration, the forced cuts to Medicare, to spending, as well as the increases in taxes, which the Congressional Budget Office has said would likely throw us into recession.
Despite an increasingly dismal outlook and a Europe that most economists believe is already shrinking, Stovall says the risk of a much larger global recession remains small.
Investors and people on Main Street are very worried that we slip back into recession, if not on our own, then at least dragged into it because of Europe and because of China. But right now, the belief is that, no, we probably will be able to skirt it.
The ratings agency projects China's economy will grow around 8% this year, with the U.S. economy picking up strength in the second half of 2012 with about 2% growth. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.